You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Clearfield. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In July, we stopped at the Clearfield County Historical Society's William B. Alexander Research Center. Eleanor Bodel graduated from the Clearfield School of Nursing in 1953. Today, she talks with fellow graduates Joan Myers, Doris Manos, and Rita Gill Thompson about their training and about living as students at the nurses' home.
Well, the uniforms have certainly changed.
Oh,
you know,
goodness, yes.
The first nurses had uniforms that went clear to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
We had a basic uniform, and then a bib and an apron, and you had to wear white shoes and white hose.
A cap.
And then you had a cap. But then you had to have a starch collar that you put on.
That rubbed your neck right.
And everybody go around with tissues in between your neck and the collar. And, of course, as soon as you hit the nursing home, the first thing you did was take off that collar. And
then, well, speaking of the nurses' home, reminds me we had to be in at 7 o'clock mm-hmm. and had study hall till 9, as I recall, mm-hmm. and then maybe a little free time till 9:30, lights out at 10, and then we had chapel at 6:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people who didn't have to go on duty that next day who put their uniforms on over their pajamas and went to the chapel. But that was kind of a secret at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we also, had very strict, we had house mothers.
Yes.
We had to sign out and sign in.
They checked on you.
Yes, they did.
They
checked on whether our rooms were tidy and our beds were made. It was a little bit like being in the military in a way.
Oh, yeah. And I know during World War II, was a very lonely time that comes to my mind. I remember standing at a refrigerator. My patients were all quiet for the night, and I remember standing there and feeling a great loneliness. The guys were all off to war, mm-hmm. and we didn't have the communications, obviously. Maybe that was a blessing. There was a real void in our lives because all the young men our age
were
gone, and some of them did not come back, of course.
One of the miracles about nursing too is the start of life and the end of life. And I remember getting called in the middle of the night to go over to the maternity building to help deliver a baby. And I was a junior, so I must have been about 18, maybe going on 18. And you got full uniform and your cape, and you go out in the cold and go up to the building. And that was the first one I assisted with a cesarean section. Years later, the mother would happen to be working at an office where I had to go in about taxes. And I said to her, "You had a baby in 1952, and I named the date." And she just looked at me and I said, "I was a student nurse that assisted." We just laughed about it because in such a miracle to watch a child being born. And what a humbling experience to be with somebody when they draw their last breath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But as you can tell, as we're talking, It was such a wonderful, I don't even want to call it a profession. It was more than a profession. It was a way of life for all of us, which has carried on through clear up till the time we pass away.
Eleanor Bodel and her friends Joan Myers, Doris Manos, and Rita Gill Thompson. The Clearfield School of Nursing closed in 1969. You can listen to other StoryCorps recordings on our website at wpsu.org/StoryCorps. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.